ಹರಿ ಹರಿ. ವಿಗತ ಸಕಲ ಭೇದಂ ಸ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶೇನ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ಹೃದಿ ಬಹಿ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಶಾಂತಬೋಧಸ್ವಭಾವಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ವಿಕೃತಿಹೀನಂ ಬಂಧಮುಕ್ತೋರ್ವಿಮುಕ್ತಂ ಹೃದಿ ಕಲಯ ಸದಾ ತ್ವಂ ಶುದ್ಧ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ಚ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ. ಮದೀಯ ಹೃದಯಾಕಾಶೇ ಸದಾನಂದಮಯೋ ಗುರು ಉದಯೇದು ಸತತಂ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾರುಣ. ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ. ಓ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಗೋಚರಂ ತಮಗೋಚರಂ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಪ್ರಣದೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 260 and 267. ಓಕೆ, ಟೂ ನಂಬರ್ಸ್, ಆ್ಯಡ್ ಟೂ ನಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮಲಯಾಳಂ. ಏಷೋಂತರಾತ್ಮ ಪುರುಷ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನಿರಂತರಾಖಂಡಸುಖಾನುಭೂತಿ ಸದೈಕ ರೂಪ ಪ್ರತಿಬೋಧ ಮಾತ್ರೋ ಯೇನೇಷಿತಾವಾಗಸವಶ್ಚರಂತಿ. ಐ ರೀಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವ್, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ಟು ರಿಸೈಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್. ಏಷೋಂತರಾತ್ಮ ಪುರುಷ ಪುರಾಣೋ ಏಷೋಂತರಾತ್ಮ ಪುರುಷ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನಿರಂತರಾಖಂಡ ಸುಖಾನುಭೂತಿ ನಿರಂತರಾನಂದ ಸುಖಾನುಭೂ ನಿರಂತರಾಖಂಡ ಸುಖಾನುಭೂತಿ. ಸದೈಕ ರೂಪ ಪ್ರತಿಬೋಧ ಮಾತ್ರೋ ಯೇನೇಷಿತಾ ವಾಗಸವಶ್ಚರಂತಿ. I am going to catch you in a pair of tongs. Eshaha antaratma purushaha puranaha. Eshaha antaratma. Antaratma means the inmost or the inward self. Eshaha means this. The relative pronoun used here is this. That means its proximity. When you use the pronoun that, it means at a distance. This means it is close by. So this antaratma, the inmost self, is this, it is not that. You must always search it as already existing within the body. Eshaha antaratma purushaha purushaha. The word purusha literally means puri shede idi purushaha. Just like there is a resident in a house or in a palace or in any residential facility, in our body he is dwelling. He becomes purusha and stri only because of the feminine, the masculine and the feminine characteristics of the body. Purushaha purano. Purano means most ancient. Anybody who has gone into a probe into this inmost self, he always finds that he has been there, it has been there for long, long and long. The word purana means ancient, ancient, ancient. At no point of time can anybody refer to his self as something new. A child may be born anew for the first time. That body is new, but the soul is not new at all. Eshontaratma purushapurano nirantara akhanda sukha anubhutihi. Nirantara means incessant, ceaseless, unbroken. Akhanda means indivisible, never broken. Sukhanubhutihi, sukha means comfort, happiness, pleasantness. Anubhutihi, experience. See, you people should be careful enough to spend time to go into these words and their meaning and import. Nirantara akhanda sukha anubhutihi. This atma cannot be approached or got at by any means. It can only be felt in the form of an experience. Experience. Any experience cannot be researched into. There are doctors in this assembly. Can you give any definition for pain? Can it ever be explored into? Pain is a combination of unpleasant sensations. That's all you can say. A person suffers from acute pain, nobody will know. Suppose he shouts, "Oh!" then you will understand how grave it is. Otherwise not. Similarly, pleasure also. So this atma is in the nature of an experience. You cannot have any other means for it. That is why we are not able to explore and find out. Medicine is not able to discover it or identify it. It is a continuous, unbroken, ceaseless, indivisible experience. Now you tell me whether you have such an experience or not. See, you always say, "I am pleasant, I am unpleasant, I am happy, I am not happy, I am doubtful, I have this difficulty, that difficulty." So many things you say. They are not unbroken, they are broken. But these broken things, can they continuously be present? Use your intelligence and answer me. Everything in this world is changeful. If changefulness is the characteristic of the world, can things which change continue to be throughout there? But nevertheless, the world is there, we are also there. Our experiences are continuously changing. In spite of it, we feel we are. I was yesterday, I was 10 years back, I was last moment. So all the things we experience are broken, broken and broken. The broken things by themselves cannot form a continuity. Are you able to understand?
Yes.
See, I had pleasure. After some time I had pain. Again I had pleasure. I had this, I had that. All these things are changed, changed, changed. They are gone. In spite of it, I seem to be remaining continuously. So along with the broken experiences, don't you also have an unbroken and incessant experience? Yes or no? Then why don't you realize it? How do you say I cannot realize it? Then your Alsatian dog will realize. Who will realize it? Why do you say it is already there? You know, changeful things cannot have a continuity. The world is changing. In spite of the changes, it continues to be there. So there must be a string connecting all these broken, broken, broken piecemeal experiences. That is why we say the entire world is God or is the supreme reality. Because the changefulness by themselves, by itself cannot remain. X has come, it has changed, then Y is coming. So X and Y have no relationship at all. Nevertheless, the changefulness continues to be. So there is a substratum, an underlying factor, which does not undergo any change, which connects all the changes together. So there is a nirantara akhanda sukha anubhuti. Anubhuti means experience. Sadaiga rupaha. That is sat. That is the one which is remaining ever and ever. All the other things are changeful. They cease, 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 cease. But this remains ceaseless. Sadaiga rupaha pratibodha matro. That has only one proof. That is in the nature of pratibodha. You are able to feel the changeful experiences like pleasure and pain, because there is a non-changing substratum in between and beneath. That is why you say, I had pleasure, now I have pain. Again the pain has subsided. I am again feeling pleasure. So there is a constant underlying factor. That factor is underscoring all experiences. First of all, you understand that there is something like that, something like that. If I can feel the changes in me, can I not equally feel the changeless in me? Already I am feeling. That is why I say I. Were you lost in your pleasure? Did you get lost in your pain? So you survived the pleasure, you survived the pain, you survive all the changes. When you are surviving all the changes, how do you say that I don't know it? You may not have thought about it. Think about it and make it a product of understanding first. Thereafter you make it a pursuit and perfect the pursuit. Sadaiga rupaha pratibodha matro. Yeneshida vagasavascharanti. Yeneshida vagasavascharanti. What is the number? 131. Yeneshida vagasavascharanti. See, you have to think and connect matters. Vag asavaha charandi. Vak means word, speech. Asavaha means pranas, life forces. The speech as well as the life forces. they are being operated upon, enabled and empowered by this. So you already know what is speech and you experience it. If you experience the speech, can you miss its cause? At least you say, I am conscious of my speech. For the same reason, I am conscious of the soul also. Can you be feeling the heat and brilliance at the same time miss the fire? Can you feel the cold at the same time miss the ice? Heat and cold are properties of fire. Similarly, the inner presence is constantly revealing, motivating, empowering, leading the speech as well as pranas. So when the effect is felt by you, how can you miss the cause? The only point is you never search for the cause. You refuse to recognize that there is a distinct entity called the cause. You know, when you start thinking in this manner and probing in this manner, do you know what will happen? The same thing will happen as it happened to Ramakrishna Dev. Ramakrishna Dev was a priest by birth and he was worshipping Goddess Kali in the form of a huge idol in Dakshineshwar. Every day he was worshipping with flowers, abhisheka, etc. Next day he will remove the flowers, put the flowers again, do the abhisheka again. This went on. One day it occurred to him, am I worshipping a stone? I am worshipping Goddess Kali. What is this Goddess Kali? Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shakti Rupena Samsthita. God is described as the power and presence in all beings. If Goddess is that power, that means it is not only in the idol or it is not the idol, but I am worshipping her in the idol. So this idol which I worship and the presence called Goddess, is there any meaning? Is there any relationship? I am only worshipping the idol and I never knew anything about Goddess and Kali and presence. So he became desperate. So desperate that he took the sword lying nearby and he was about to cut his neck. That time the sword fell and he became super conscious. The whole question was answered before him. Why don't you take up this point? I am speaking every day. My pranas also are being propelled. The prana I feel, the breath I feel, the speech I do. At the same time, I am missing the power and presence that cause both these. This mystery cannot be accepted by me at all. As I am able to feel my speech and breath, in the same manner, I must be able to feel the source of these two. It is within my body. It is already there. How can I miss it? How can I miss it? How can I miss it? No, no, no. I will not. I cannot. Ooh. That is called the intensity of search. The sincerity of search. This is what happened in the case of Ramakrishna Dev. You people are satisfied with what? This is difficult. So it cannot be had in one janma. So let me understand how many janmas I had and how many will I have. The inquiry becomes different. Is there any karma? There is coconut. Why are you worried about karma? We are worried about discovering a presence that is already in you. You are feeling the effects produced by it, but you are missing the source of it. You feel the heat, you see the brilliance, but you miss the fire. నాస్త్రైర్న శస్త్రైరనిలేన బన్హిన చేతుం న శక్యో న చ కర్మ కోఢిభిః వివేక విజ్ఞాన మహాసినా వినా ధాతు ప్రసాదేన శితేన మంజునా. నాస్త్రైర్న శస్త్రైరనిలేన బన్హిన
నాస్త్రైర్న శస్త్రైరనిలేన వన్హినా
చేతుం న శక్యో నచ కర్మ కోటిభిః చేతుం న శక్యో నచ కర్మ కోటిభిః వివేక విజ్ఞాన మహాసినా వినా
వివేక విజ్ఞాన మహాసినా వినా
ధాతుః ప్రసాదేన శితేన మంజునా ధాతుః ప్రసాదేన శితేన మంజునా హౌ ప్రెషియస్ ఆర్ దీస్ వర్సెస్. డూ యూ ఫైండ్ ద ప్రెషియస్? సి వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్? నాస్త్రైః న శస్త్రైః. Neither by material weapons nor by spiritual weapons in the way of astra, brahmastra, pashupadastra, vayuastra, varunastra, they are all magical mental formulae, they produce them. So neither by astra nor by shastra, na astrairna shastraihi అనిలేన బన్హినా. అనిలేన బై బ్లోయింగ్ పవర్ఫుల్ విండ్, వన్హినా బై హీటింగ్ అండ్ బర్నింగ్ బై ఫైర్. చేతుం న శక్యో దిస్ కెనాట్ బి బ్రోకన్ పెనిట్రేటెడ్. వాట్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, డెల్యూషన్, అటాచ్మెంట్, డెల్యూషనల్ clinging to what? Children, family, home, profession, house, vehicle, ornaments. These things are outside, clinging is inside. This delusional clinging that we have, chetum na shakyo, it cannot be broken at all by any of these powerful agencies, either by the weapons that you make, instruments and other things that you make with solid matter, or by magical and powerful spiritual weapons you can spell out by the power of your mind, or even by the panchabhutas. Then what is the means? Viveka vijnana. Pursue Viveka. What is the Viveka? Trying to understand the difference between the Sat and the Asat, the real and the unreal. It is a point to be understood by reflecting upon it. I told you that all experiences are broken. Broken experiences, one is gone, another is coming. How can there be a continuity between the two? Is it not understandable? See, there are so many beads in this garland. one is separate from the other, one is separate from the other. They cannot become continuous. Even if you heap them together, they will not become continuous. Then if you have a continuity that you find here, it must be a string which strings all of them together, passing through the center of all. Is it very difficult to understand? Similarly, all your experiences are broken. Because they are broken, at the same time you are an unbroken presence right from the birth till you are not available. So that unbrokenness is not a quality of the numerous experiences you have. That unbrokenness is something else, which is passing through all these experiences like the thread in a set of beads. Is there not such a thing? Yes, yes. Are you not feeling it? Yes. That is why I say, I was, I am, and I shall be. I was, I am, I was, I am. In the was, I. In the am, I. In the shall be, I. The I is not broken. What more do you want? Chetum nashakyo naja karma kodibhi. Naja karma kodibhi. You may perform any number of rituals and ceremonies. Break as many coconuts as you want. Burn lemon lamp. Prepare vada garland for Hanuman. By all these things, naja karma kodibhi. What are karmas? External, using external materials offered towards external objects like idols. These are only externalizing you, taking you away from your center. It doesn't give you any answer. What you want is discovery of the inmost presence. So the pursuit should be getting in, getting in, getting in. And what are you doing? Going out, going out, going out. I want to go to the sea. And you start walking towards the mountain. See? See? And hey, sea is somewhere below the lowest level of earth. And what are you doing? You are climbing a mountain, saying that I will go to the sea. Chetum na shakyo na cha karma kodi bhi viveka vijnana. Pursue viveka. The more and more you pursue it, the more and more you reflect upon it, even a moment of reflection will result in the dawning of knowledge. An additional measure of knowledge will be gained by you. And that vijnana, vijnana, vijnana will go. Our Manoj said, I will come to the ashram. And everything is decided, clear. And then he will say, come to the ashram. He is coming, no doubt. But more than he comes, he goes. He comes. But he comes and lives here for a short while. And then he says, he goes. One more semester, this semester, that semester. Our Suraj, frequently he comes here. First of all, he did not pass. Then he took time to pass. After passing, he is not employed. So he gets time. So he comes here. He also does very good service. He does good boy. Day before yesterday or so, he told me that. I never saw. I found that he had two layers of Tulasi garland on his neck. He said, is it right that I wear it? After wearing it, he is asking. After killing a person, you say, was it right that I killed him? And why did he wear it? He says that by wearing, I will get some energy. Just see the foolishness. Naja karma kodi bhi. If you will get some energy, why don't you have 2 kilograms of garland on your neck? Why make it only two? I felt so disgusted. He applies some oil on my foot. I said, no oil. I will apply it myself, I said. So he got very sensitive. He was very unhappy. Why should he be unhappy? If he has got the freedom to wear a garland without even telling me and discussing with me, I can as well stop him from applying oil on my head, on my feet. He goes on meditating for hours together, how many I don't know. And poor boy lost 15 kilograms. I don't know why a person loses weight by meditation. If it is in the forest, I can understand no food and no nourishment, much less. So I said, you stop your, this is called kashta tapas. What? Kashta tapas means wooden or stony austerity. Take such austerity which will touch your mind, which will embellish your intelligence. Measure the meaning and purpose of austerity by the effect it produces in your mind and intelligence. Normally such austerities are not known. Conventional austerities are physical, sensory, oral. Because that alone is known to the ordinary people. The other form, the higher form of austerity, you can know only from a knower of truth. Naja karma kodibihi. Any number of karmas, including Ashwamedha Yaga, you can perform, but you will not get. Dasharatha performed Ashwamedha Yaga. What his three queens denied him, Ashwamedha Yaga gifted him four sons, beautiful sons. Of all of them, Sri Rama was the best. And he was the pupil of Dasharatha's eye. And that Rama did something very great and noble, which normally children will not do at all. He said, if my father has said, I will simply adhere to what he said. I will go for 14 years to Dandakaranya. Kaikeyi called for him and said, Why is my father lying on the ground? His face is swollen. He is crying and crying. What is the reason? Don't worry about it. He is suffering, groaning under the weight of his boon which he has given me. Don't bother much about it. Go to the forest. There is no crowding for you today. My Bharata will be crowned. He said, only this much? Only this much? What? Only this much? For Bharata, I am prepared to give everything. I will give Sita also, he says. You don't worry about all that. You get away from the palace. He said, I will get away before the sun sets. Rama will have gone. Rama will have gone before the sun sets today. Give me some time to tell my mother and the other people, to console them, and then take leave. That's all what I want. Such a Rama, he got into the chariot with Sita along with Lakshmana. Dasharatha came rolling and rolling and rolling to see him, and Dasharatha said, Sumantra, he was the charioteer, stop. Sumantra was a trusted counselor. Dasharatha was still the king. Rama said, don't stop, speed on. In Sumantra's life, for the first time, he had a huge conflict. The father king asked him to stop. And the prince son, who is banished from the palace, asked him to stop. So he was swinging between the two. Then Rama says, if your father asks you, you tell him that you have not heard him. And what is the reason? Any miserable situation should not be prolonged. A moment of stay here will only be more miserable. So speed on, he said, and they left. Dasharatha started calling, Rama, Rama. He died. Tell me, what is the benefit of Ashwamedha Yaga? Would you like to do such a performance? No answer. Your Rudraksha mala, your Tulasi mala is like that. Wear a kilogram of it. 5 kilograms, start putting it on. And start walking and walking and walking. Oh, I will get some good vibration. See, the vibration is already there. Your heart is beating, your lungs are bellowing. Your brain is sending signal. No other place for a further vibration in your system. If anything else enters, you will die. Encourage and understand that vibration, what is already there. That is what is required. Nastrair na sastrair anilena vanhina chetum na shakyo na cha karma kodibhi viveka vijnana mahasina vina dhadu prasadena sidena manjuna. It will be sharpened by the grace of God. Vijnana should become a powerful sword, and to generate this sword or to make this sword, churn your mind with viveka, viveka, viveka. How is it that I have speech? At the same time, I miss the source of speech. The source is within my body. From the throat, it becomes speech. Just 1 millimeter behind the throat is that presence which I search. I am able to listen to my voice, but I seem to be missing the source of the speech. This cannot be accepted. This cannot be accepted. It is already present in me. Why am I not able to discover it? Discover it. Discover it. No, no, no. I will not. I cannot. I will not wait for a postponement. Let that intensity overtake you. That intensity is the only factor. Then people will ask, Swamiji, how to generate intensity? If you allow me, I will hang you head downward from a branch. If I have the freedom, this is what I will do. Asking questions like how to generate intensity. Viveka vijnana mahasina vina dhadu prasadena sidena manjuna. Now there is ma, she became so intense, so intense, so intense. She used to come and tell me sometimes in a very, 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 what shall I say, tormented manner. Then I said, will you listen to me? Just live and move about like a girl. Don't worry about everything. You are doing enough of sadhana, there is enough intensity. Let there be no tension, no tension, no stress, nothing. Simply move about sporting like a girl in the ashram, doing whatever work is available for you and you should do. Never worry about the end result of your sadhana. You are already in full fold sadhana and it will mature by itself. Keep quiet. Be indifferent, I said. Do you have anything to say?
I think in my class I was telling this.
You have already said.
About this, I said.
Tas swayam yoga samsiddhaha kalena atmani vindadi. If your guru feels that you are enough intense, then that is the end of it. You don't have to bother about it. Some little delusions are there, some impurities are there, maybe known or unknown. Everything will be cleared and you will have the dawning, the effulgence, the illumination properly. But that intensity should be had sometime or the other. Dhadu prasadena, it should be enough. That sword of vijnana should be sharpened by the grace of God. We have got 10 verses in Viveka Chudamani. All of them are in the form of an address to the disciple, telling him that you are Tattvamasi. You are already that supreme truth. Tattvamasi is a Mahavakya from Samaveda. All the 4 Vedas have each a Mahavakya. Prajnanam Brahma for Rigveda. అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి ఫార్ యజుర్వేద, తత్వమసి ఫార్ సామవేద, అండ్ అయం ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ ఫార్ అథర్వవేద. సో యూసింగ్ దట్ తత్వమసి, దిస్ ఈస్ ద వే ద టీచర్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్ ద డిసైపుల్. మై డియర్ డిసైపుల్, యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు సర్చ్, యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు సీక్, యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ వాట్ యు ఆర్ సీకింగ్. రియలైజ్ ఇట్. హౌ విల్ యూ రియలైజ్ ఇట్? ఐ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ టోల్డ్ యూ, యూ హ్యావ్ టు షార్పెన్, షార్పెన్ ద స్వోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, అండ్ ద స్వోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ బీ హ్యాడ్ బై చర్నింగ్ యువర్ మైండ్ విత్ వివేక, 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 వివేక. దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ స్ట్రింగ్ విచ్ కనెక్ట్స్ ఆల్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. దట్ స్ట్రింగ్, దట్ అండర్లయింగ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్, దట్ ఈస్ గాడ్, దట్ ఈస్ గాడ్. ఇఫ్ ఐ సీ ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఐ కెనాట్ మిస్ దట్ విచ్ కనెక్ట్స్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. సో యాజ్ ఐ సీ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఐ ఆల్సో సీ గాడ్, బట్ ఐ డోంట్ రియలైజ్ ఇట్. సో యు ఆర్ సరౌండెడ్ బై గాడ్, పెనిట్రేటెడ్ బై గాడ్. ఏకమేవ సదనేక కారణం, కారణాంతర నిరాశ్య కారణం, కార్యకారణ విలక్షణం స్వయం బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని. ఏకమేవ సదనేక కారణం, కారణాంతర నిరాశ్య కారణం, కార్యకారణ విలక్షణం పరం స్వయం బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని. మై డియర్ సీకర్, మై డియర్ సన్, మై డియర్ డిసైపుల్, భావయ విత్ ద హోల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. యూ ఫీల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఇమోషనల్ అట్యూన్మెంట్, అన్ యాటిట్యూడినల్ ఓరియంటేషన్. వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ భావన? అన్ అసిడ్యుయస్, అన్ అసిడ్యుయస్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్, ఇమాజినేషన్, ఆర్ అట్యూన్మెంట్? వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? యు ఆర్ ద సుప్రీం బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్రెడీ, అండ్ యూ కాంటెంప్లేట్ అపాన్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ విదిన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. నెవర్ ఈవెన్ ఓపెన్ యువర్ ఐస్. కాంటెంప్లేట్ అపాన్ యువర్ ఓన్ ట్రూ నేచర్ beneath the thoughts, beneath the mind, beneath the intelligence, the intellection, beneath your ego, beneath your sensations, there is an underlying presence. That presence is what you denote and refer to by the term I. That I is really not the body, not the mind, not the intelligence, not the ego. It is something beyond and beneath, beyond and beneath. It transcends the entire world and world products. And that supreme reality, I am, I am, I am, I am. See, that is what you have to do. Ekameva sadaneka karanam. ఏకమేవ సదనేక కారణం, కారణాంతర నిరాశ్య కారణం, కారణాంతర నిరాశ్య కారణం,
కారణాంతర నిరాశ్య కారణం.
ఏకమేవ సదనేక కారణం,
ఏకమేవ సదనేక కారణం,
కారణాంతర నిరాశ్య కారణం,
కారణాంతర నిరాశ్య కారణం,
కార్యకారణ విలక్షణం పరం,
కార్యకారణ విలక్షణం స్వయం.
కార్యకారణ విలక్షణం స్వయం,
కార్యకారణ విలక్షణం స్వయం,
బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని,
బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని,
బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని,
బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని,
కార్యకారణ విలక్షణం స్వయం, బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని,
బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని.
దేర్ ఆర్ 10 వర్సెస్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టేకన్ ఓన్లీ వన్. to make you understand that there is such a beautiful section in Viveka Chudamani. Ekameva sadu aneka karanam. The world consists of immense plurality, many, many manifold things are there. All of them have only one source, one cause. What the scientists perhaps are going to discover or will fail to discover, we had discovered it long back in our country. What is the source of the earth, source of water, source of air, source of all forms of energy, and source of space, and what is the source of life? We already found. We found it in the form of an unnegatable experience. It is in the form of a realization. A personal testimony was given. We did not want a telescope, a microscope, a laboratory, no gadget whatsoever. We already found it. When the scientists are going to experiment into matter or energy, they will only experiment that. I don't know whether they will experiment sound, whether they will experiment sight, whether they will experiment the source empowering the sound and sight. The moment you go into that empowerment, where from the speech is made, what empowers the speech, it goes beyond matter. It becomes an inside product. It becomes a mental presence. And mind not falling under matter can never be inquired into by any process of objective scientific investigation. You have to say goodbye to science and physics. Goodbye. Close your eyes. Sit wherever you want. And delve into your own within. Come out with the pearl that you want. And then say, I feel it. I have realized it. I know it. You yourself will be the testimony for it. Ekameva sad aneka karanam. Ekameva sad. The sat, the reality, the ultimate existence or the source of existence is only one. Existence itself may be plural and manifold. And that is only one, only one. Wherever you discover, you can only discover that. If you discover it from within you, it will be the same discovery as somebody else discovering it outside in any other agency. Ekameva sad aneka karanam. Karanantara nirasya karanam. Karanantara nirasya karanam.
Nirasya.
Karanantara nirasya karanam. See, the whole world is governed by cause and effect. This is what a treatment of Viveka. From Viveka you go to Vijnana. I don't know whether you are with me. Huh? Are you? Can I trust you? See, you are born from your parents. Your parents were born from? Their parents were born from? The first parents. You have to answer me sitting here. You don't have to conduct an anthropological investigation. You have to say that. Cause and effect. The first parents, when you call them the first, before them there were no parents at all. So the first parents arose from where? From no further parents. So there is a situation where the first thing which produces the rest, that itself is not produced. That is why we call Brahma the self-born. He is not born of another. But everything else is born from him. But the one thing which becomes the source for the rest. That itself does not have a source. Karanandara nirasya karanam. Otherwise, what will be the answer? The first parents were born from the super first parents. And they were born from deluxe parents. You will go on saying that is called infinite regress in logic. There is no end. So at one point of time, there comes a stage where no cause and no effect were there. From such a situation, suddenly the cause and effect chain started. So the cause and effect chain is only up to a point. Now, can you understand this logic and grow to that level? This is called Viveka Vijnana. I am only using the tool of intelligence and I am trying to activate the tool of intelligence in you and take you. No experimentation, nothing here. It's only conveyance through words, planting the ideas in you, instituting a process of research, presenting the theory of cause and effect. And from the same theory, we go to a stage where the cause and effect, both of them have not started. There was something, that is what they call this Big Bang, etc. But how the Big Bang itself came, that must also have a cause. That is how our Bhagavan becomes a source of time, a source of space, a source of objectivity. See, the time is a measure. That measure comes into effect only when objects are present and the objects continue to change. If there was a presence which never changes, there will be no time at all. So time and changes of objects, they are concurrent. And the objects cannot be except in space. Suppose all the objects are removed from space, you cannot have a space as a denominator. So objects, space, time, all these are simultaneous evolutes. From where will they come? From something which is beyond time, beyond objectivity and beyond space. That is what he says here. Karanantara nirasya karanam. There the sequence of cause and effect is not applicable. Karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. Karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. All that I can say is, it is different from cause and effect. It is vilakshana. That is why we call it nedhi, nedhi, nedhi. Karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. That Brahman you are, my dear disciple. That Brahman, which Brahman, which Brahman? Say this, say this, say this. Ekameva sadaneka karanam, karanantara nirasya karanam, karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. Ekameva sadaneka karanam, karanantara nirasya karanam. Karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. Your mind will not allow you. I have to telephone my son. This is what you will say. I have not called my family. So I must go. Swamiji, this is sufficient. See, you cannot leave the subject. That subject is so dear and near that you cannot leave it. Ekameva sadaneka karanam, karanantara nirasya karanam, karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. Ekameva. Why are you keeping quiet? Oh, you have hired me. Why don't you chant? Ekameva sadaneka karanam, karanantara nirasya karanam, karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. Ekameva sadaneka karanam, karanantara nirasya karanam, karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. Ekameva sadaneka I think you are tired, isn't it? See, this is how you have to. Till this idea dissolves into your system, it is absorbed by your system and you become one with it. No other thought. Ekameva sadaneka karanam karanantara nirasya karanam Karya karana vilakshanam swayam brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Va. See, this is a subtle process. We are not speaking of a gross object at all. Ever since our birth, we have been interacting only with the gross, only with the gross. We have never interacted with the thoughts. We have never interacted with the emotion. Arjuna started shedding tears. He was aggrieved. He never thought of what was this grief. What was this grief? Krishna started questioning. Your grief is unfounded. Your sympathy is misplaced. When Arjuna was put into an inquiry about his emotional stress, suddenly the tears stopped. Just see the magic effect. We don't question what is taking place in us. Somebody has died. Are somebody, what has he done? He has died. What? He has died. Will he be available anymore? No. Then what is your problem? He will not be available. The only way is to reconcile with the event and learn to live without him. Keep him always in your heart. We have to then burn the dead body we have burned. You haven't killed him. Then why is it so many people have died? We are born only to die. What is it? We are not a cat. We are not a beast. But we are a human being. You have an intelligence. Why don't you think? Think, understand, churn your mind, churn your intelligence. Let Viveka be the churning rod and churn it and produce Vijnana, 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 Vijnana. Viveka Vijnana Mahasina Vina. See, the Parikshit remained without having food and drink, listening only to Shukamuni. And seventh day he said, I am free. You may go now. Rama started listening to Vasishtha. Halfway through, he got immersed into his own self. Not merely Rama, many people from the assembly in Ayodhya. What do you think of a discourse? What do you think of a lecture? Is it an articulational drill? Is it a vocal or verbal gymnastics? What is this? Every word is an idea. And the idea is to touch your mind, penetrate your inner personality, dissolve into it, to become one with it, one with it, one with it. Prabuddham vimuktam vikaradihinam prasannam sada nitya bodha swarupam param nishalam ajeham sadanusmarami pranaumi prabuddham vimuktam vikaradihinam prasannam sada nitya bodha swarupam param nishalam nirgunam sarvarupam bhajeham sadanusmarami pranaumi. Harihi Om, Harihi Om, Harihi. Harihi Om, that's Jai Hind.